My brothers and sisters, it's good to be back. Enjoyed this morning, but I never thought I'd be up here. But thank the Lord that he'll be with us and he'll undertake for us. Because it's his word, as we said this morning. I'd like you to come with me to John's Gospel, chapter 3, please. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. We're here tonight to preach the wonderful gospel of our Lord and Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is good news. In Romans 1 and verse 16 it says, "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." If you're looking in tonight or listening in or whatever, I want you to take on board these last words, "to everyone that believeth." To the Jews first and also to the Greek. We want to start reading the chapter of John, chapter 3. Remember these words that he spoke about. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, and ruler of the Jews, and the same came to Jesus by night. And he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? As Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whereth it goeth. So every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou the master of Israel? Knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we shall speak that we know and testify that we have seen, and ye have received not our witness. I have told you earthly things, and you believe me not. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up unto heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. If God so loved the world, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifested, that they might be wrought in God. The gospel is good news, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You know, the Lord spoke to Nicodemus about a new birth. By nature, man is dead in trespasses and sin. And that's why the Lord said, you must be born again. When our parents, first parents, Adam and Eve, fell into sin, that sin came into the world. And the only person that could take the sin away is the Lord Jesus Christ. You might think you're a right person. You may be. You might think you're not a sinner. Well, God says different. For all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. We read about the serpents in the wilderness, where the people of Israel had sinned against God. And God sent the serpents amongst them, and some were bitten and died. And as they prayed to Moses for to help, Moses prayed to the Lord, and all he said, well, get a pole with a brass serpent on it and hold it up. And they that look at the post, at the serpent on the post, will be healed. We have in the morning, around the table, we have the bread and the wine. They're emblems. The same as the emblem on the post and the brass serpent. The word of God, we find a lamp and a hammer and a water, which means the word of God. The lifting up, as our Lord said, it typifies the Lord Jesus Christ. For it tells us in John 12, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me, signifying what death he should die. See, the serpent is a curse, is a sin, is the mark of a sin. You know, brass, we find, is a divine judgment. It tells us in Revelation, and same as the brazen altar, the feet of fine brass. There's judgment coming into this world because sinners have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you die in your sin tonight, you'll perish. They're strong words, but you'll perish. That's what Scripture tells us. You know, as they looked at the serpent on at the post, they were not told to minister or to fight or to bring offerings or to pray. They were told to look. That's all they had to do was look. They only had to look at the pole, the serpent on the pole, and they were healed. A lot of them didn't look. A lot of them did look. See, man became a sinner by a look. Adam looked, and so did Eve look, and they took. That was our first parents. Sinners are saved by a look. Isaiah 45 verse 22 tells us, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there's none else." So all they had to do is look. You know, the Christian continues his life with Christ with a look. Hebrews 12 and 2 tells us this: looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That's who we look to. We look to no other. He said, "I'll never leave ye, nor forsake thee." Well, friend, that's all you have to do tonight is look unto him. In the end of our Christian life, Philippians tells us our citizenship is in heaven. We look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's easy peasy to look. We started off with the word that everyone that believeth. That's all you have to do is believe God and his word. Easy. That's what was happening with Nicodemus. Nicodemus couldn't understand it. Nicodemus was a man, a well-known man, a very important man. He was a ruler and a leader of the people. He was a Pharisee. And he belonged to the Sanhedrin. He was no silly fool. He was an educated man. But he could not understand it. His name, I believe, means ruler of the people. You know, sometimes educated men find it hard to understand. And yet, the drunk or the one that's lying in the street find it easy. The self-righteous, those that think they don't need to do these things. I don't need Christ. I don't do anybody any harm. But Nicodemus couldn't understand. See, Nicodemus said unto the Lord, "How can a man be born when he's old? How can he enter the second time into the womb?" Well, to me, that was a very good education, was it? How a man could come away with the likes of that. Anybody knew, would know in the real sense that a man couldn't enter his mother's womb again. So what was he doing? See, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say it unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God." See, the Word of God and the Spirit of God convicts and saves. He didn't understand that. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And the Lord says, "So marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." So we find, come down to verse 9, and Nicodemus answers and said unto him, "How can these things be?" He's not grasping it. And that's what happens with people today. Unbelief. Unbelief is taking them to hell. They're going to go perish by unbelief. There's a gift being given. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him," whosoever, "for God," there's a person, "so loved," there's a proclamation. "Whoever," there's a people, anybody and everybody, from the lowest to the highest. Yes, from the likes of Nicodemus, from the likes of the kings and queens, it doesn't matter who you are, or the potter, it doesn't matter, you must be born again. Friend, let's get the thing straight here tonight. You mightn't believe this, but if you die in your sin tonight, you remember these words when you're in hell. And you wish you had accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. You cannot deny, because the Lord will be your judge. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Well, how do you think Nicodemus got on? Well, he had already came to the Lord at night. He didn't want anybody to see him. That's what a lot of people do as well. Don't want anybody to see. "Well, I wouldn't go to that place. No, 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 no. Oh no, if I get seen in there, what will happen?" No, no, no. He went by night. He went in the darkness, so he wouldn't be seen. And that's what you're doing tonight, friend. You're in the darkness, and you don't want the light, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the light. He's the light of the world. And you and I need his light, because that's the only way we'll get to heaven. I remember many years ago, being at a working mate's funeral, and many has gone round saying, matter of fact, some of them said, "I don't want to go to heaven. See, I don't know, I wouldn't know anybody there." That's the way some people actually think. "I wouldn't know anybody there." Friend, there's a place being prepared for the devil and his angels, and you're going to be in it. We're not here to give you fancy words and fancy statements. We're here to tell you the truth. Except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now we see Nicodemus, a man of position. We find him in John 7, when after the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Jewish leaders were planning to kill Jesus. That's what the people thought of the Lord himself. They were planning to kill him. He came into the world to save sinners. That's what men, that's the reaction to some, to God's word that some men would go to. And Nicodemus had to speak to him, it says, he had to speak to them softly and lowly. And tell them that you can't condemn anybody without a trial. But the trial was rubbish. It was a set-up trial, which you wouldn't get away with today. But Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? I wonder if you would come along with me to John chapter 19, please. I just come on at verse 30. I want you to read this so we can get the connection. Verse 30 of John 19. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was in a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and they brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he saw, and he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he said, he saith true, that ye might believe. There you are, ye might believe. And again, the scriptures, for these things were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. Again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. Verse 38, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. Verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes and about 100 pounds of weight. Then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherewith never a man yet laid. And there they laid Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Friend, do you see it? If you're not reading it, you hear it. And they came also to Nicodemus. Out of the darkness into the light. He's got light. He believes. He's there to show them, I belong to Christ. That's what the Christians get saved for, to do. To show them that they belong to Christ. At times we let them down. We let them down. But here we find Nicodemus. He's not hiding. No, he's not hiding. The people soon know that he's a Christian and accepted the Lord as his Lord and Saviour. So as soon as we get saved, the first thing we do is we witness. We tell. We don't wear away, hinder away and hide it. We tell. We tell of a Saviour that bled and died at Calvary's cross, left the splendours of heaven, knowing his destiny. His Father sent him into this world because the Father loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave of his only begotten Son. He's got his only Son. How many people would give up their son for somebody else? For a rotten old drunk? Or some lying in the street? Or some robber? What? Who would do it? For he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. Nicodemus believed. Oh, he had all the questions, but they were stupid questions. You're asking questions tonight, friend, about this, but you're only putting up a wall. You're trying to evade it. No matter how long you try to evade it, it will not go away, because if you don't accept him as your Lord and Saviour, you'll perish if you die in that state. I can't get that over to you enough. There's no words I could find to tell you any more of it. If you don't accept him as your Lord and Saviour, you'll go to hell. Why go to hell when you've got a gift like this? Believe. Man, when I heard it, I was ready for it. Truthfully, I was ready for it. I knew I had to get saved. And I took it. My wife knew she had to be saved from a child. I'd never heard it till I was 43 years of age. I'm now 83. I'm 40 years. What did I do to get it? I believed. It's easy. You don't need to give money for it. You don't need to do anything for it. All you have to do is believe. That's how easy God has done it. Because his Son had paid the price. the price is paid upon a cross. Upon a cross. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He hath forsaken his son. The holy God had to turn his face away from that stinking, rotten sin that we have. It's rotten. And man will never be any good until he gets saved. He gave his son for mankind that they might be saved. So that he could have fellowship, which was to be at the start. That's the way it was to be at the start with Adam. Adam fell. But you can't blame anybody else. Adam blamed his wife Eve. But Adam was responsible. You can't blame anybody. When you're standing before God at the judgment seat, friend, you can't look round and say, he didn't tell me. Or, he didn't tell me enough. You'll be on your own. You'll be on your own. Nicodemus said, how can this be? Friend, you and I will never understand. There's a lot that I don't understand either. But I know understand one thing. I'm saved by the grace of God. Because I'm changed man. Ah, there's a lot of things that's weakened in me yet. But the Lord has laid it aside for me. Come to the throne of grace. Come and confess your sin. But all them sins are all gone. We talked about no condemnation this morning. Nobody can point a finger at us. Nobody. You may judge a Christian, but friend, they are saved. And you're not. Who's in the best position? There's a coming a day that the Lord is coming back. There's coming a day there's going to be judgment. Look round you, friend. Look round you, friend, tonight. The state of the world and the things that's happening in the world. So they've even got people that they want to change their sex maybe any other day. One wants to be a man one day and wants to be a woman next day. Sure, God never made the world for that. He made a man and a woman. Friend, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus seen the light. The people in this hall tonight have seen the light. We're out of darkness. We're in the light. We've been born again. Not what we have done, but what he has done. Friend, you don't have to pay for it. Is there any part in pay for? So why are you holding back? Why are you holding back? There's some of you who went to Sunday school at church. You've heard it. And you haven't moved. Yes. There was a man, a Pharisee, and his name was Nicodemus. And he couldn't understand it. He couldn't believe it. He answered all the questions the day to put it off. But as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. He was lifted up on the cross at Calvary and shed his precious blood for the likes of us. Sinners we were, condemned and unclean we were, but washed in the blood of the Lamb. All you have to do is look and take, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And him it cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out. You don't have to call. Friend, look what has been done at Calvary. Someday you'll be sorry you haven't. And if you do, accept him as Lord and Saviour. It'll be the greatest day of your life, because you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Pray tonight that none will be so foolish. None will be so foolish and reject him. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Maybe you don't want, you're not caring where you go. There's people there dying, they're going to get cremated and that's it. No, no. It's only the start of it. It's only the start of it. You can't escape. Your soul will go to hell and you'll perish. We pray you'll take the Lord's word. As Paul says, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It's good news. It's good news. You've heard the bad news. The good news is bought and paid for. All you have to do is take it to every one that believeth. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word this evening. Amen. Maybe we could have just a wee one verse of 169.